Thanks for tuning in to Body Season 6. Be warned, these stories are not appropriate for anyone. Please use your headphones if you're in a public location. Thank you.
But I won't complain and I won't quit. I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and this week we have a story, hell, we have two stories, from the inimitable Nina Hartley. Welcome to today's episode of Lube Facts with Dixie, brought to you by Uberlube. Get in your Wayback Machine, because this lube fact comes from the Edo period in Japan, approximately 1603 to 1868. At that time, the Japanese lubed up with a slick substance made by grating Chinese yams. They also used clove oil as a lubricant for anal sex. Clove oil is a rather strong essential oil, you know? And for anal, spicy. You don't have to grate up any yams for intercourse or milk any cloves for butt sex today, because you live in the future where there's Uberlube. Uberlube is my favorite lube. It's a luxurious, high-grade silicone lubricant made from clean, body-friendly ingredients, and it's for everyone. Thousands of doctors recommend Uberlube as their go-to solution for patients. It's body-safe, and it's free of nasty additives like parabens, preservatives, and petrochemicals. I love it, and I know that you will too. And right now, they're offering Body Storytelling listeners a special offer. 10% off and free shipping when you use the code DIXIE at uberlube.com. That's 10% off and free shipping. Just use the code Dixie at uberlube.com. This has been Lube Facts with Dixie, brought to you by Uberlube. Holy shit, I've missed you, pervert. It has been a while. Thank you for being patient with me while I took a hiatus. It's been about 80 episodes since I took one, and I felt like I really needed a little break. It's brought me back to you, refreshed and raring to go. And this is now season 6, if such things make any damn difference. I want to tell you a little story about this week's story. One of the things I've done over hiatus is I have gone and tried to find stories from our archives, pulling things out from the earlier days so that I could share them with you. And once upon a time, I was doing my very first show in Los Angeles. Didn't really know anybody. Friends like Reed Mahalko were connecting me with superstars, people that I had always admired and never actually met. He put me in touch with Nina Hartley. And Nina Hartley said, I'd love to tell a story at your first show in LA. One of the performers hired a video team, which was great because I didn't really know anybody in LA. And we were doing it in a friend's apartment in the Brewery, which is a really hip neighborhood. Really cool space to do a first show. Tons of people showed up. It was sold out. And that recording that came from the person who shot video showed up on a DVD and somehow got filed away somewhere. And during this recent time, while I was trying to find new stories for season 6, I found the DVD. Well, guess what? Nobody uses DVDs anymore. So I found a friend who had a DVD player who helped me extract the story. And I was like, oh my God. Nina Hartley's first story at Body Storytelling. I have to share that with the people who listen to the podcast. I can't believe we found it. I thought it was long lost. And I'm so excited that I get to share it with you as we re-enter 2021 together. I think you're really going to like this week's episode. So many New Year's resolutions are about doing less of something. Why not give yourself more? More pleasure, more rest, more time to connect with yourself and your body. Get in the habit with Dipsy. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories designed to turn you on. Each Dipsy story features characters that feel like real people and immersive scenarios, so you feel like you're right there. They release new stories every week, so there's always more to explore, no matter who you're into or what turns you on. Find stories about a costume party that takes things to the next level, or an off-limits hookup with an authority figure, or maybe a story where your partner tells you exactly what to do. You choose, because they have hundreds and hundreds of stories to choose from. Dipsy also has wellness sessions to help you learn more about yourself, and bedtime stories and soundscapes to help you relax before you drift off. And for listeners of the Body Storytelling Podcast, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/DIXIE. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to DIPSEA stories.com/Dixie. Kick off 2021 with more storytelling in your life. Head over to dipsystories.com right now and tell them I sent you by using the promo code Dixie. Ready to learn about this week's storyteller? Oh my God, I'm so excited. Nina Hartley is the ultimate MILF, a gal who was hot back in the 1970s and is still smoking hot today. And she's just as oversexed. Since then, she has gone on to feature in well over 650 first-run adult films and has become one of the most enduring and recognizable performers in the industry. She has won the most AVN awards, you know, the Oscars of porn, of any star in history, and was the first starlet to cross over to real acting with a part in Boogie Nights. Learn more and pay the performer for their porn by visiting her official website, Nina.com. This storyteller is the inimitable Nina Hartley.
Hi, I'm Nina. I'm a virgin. So I have, in my vast experience around the entire world, I have lots of really sexy stories, and I do. So I'm going to take it down to two, and you get to vote. There's the story that is the first time I ever fisted a woman, or the drive-by blowjob. Fisting. It's fisting by a mile. So... people used to ask me, Nina, why'd you get into porno? I said, because that's where the naked women are. Because if you're a woman, you can get dick for free. You shave, shower, show up, you free pussy. The dick might not be very good, but it's free and plentiful. Women, on the other hand, especially back in 1984, were a little harder to get to go to bed with you. That was back in the first beginnings of the feminist porn debate, the height of the lesbian, don't touch my pussy or I'll kill you, you bitch, possessiveness. It's pre-poly. You know, that was back when poly people were considered shallow, fickle, insecure, insincere, wishy-washy, and afraid of commitment. And it's like, no, I'm just into lots of people. So turns out in porn, get this, women are naked, and they show up, and they've already agreed to fuck you. You don't have to talk to them. You don't have to take them to dinner. They don't have to come home with you. You don't have to find out what their hobbies are, or what they like, or if they live with their parents. They show up, they remove their clothes, and they get into bed with you, and you do them. And people home are watching, taking notes. Two birds with one stone, and then they leave. And then, you get a paycheck. Wow, heaven, nirvana. So we're doing this swinger movie, Missing Pieces, 1987 or so, and the host couple are swingers, and they have all their swinger friends and the big swinger orgy, and afterwards there's the private small party. So host couple, me and husband number one are up in the bedroom. And Judy, let's face it, she is big honking slut, and she likes to lay back and take it. So her favorite, and I didn't know this, but it's like, pussy, back, open legs, I'm available. And I like pillow princesses. It's like back, I'll do you. I'm much butcher than I look, trust me. Anyway, so upstairs, and I am the Cocker Spaniel Golden Retriever of slut. It's like, you let me do it. So she's not saying no, so lap, lap, lap. And I do the fingers, la, 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 la. This is awesome. And she's sucking my husband's cock. Oh my God. It's really nice in there. Wow, I'm wearing her like a Muppet. I can't see my hand. It's gone. This is great. Who knew? And I didn't know. It's not like I read about fisting and I'm going to go fist somebody. It's like, da la 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 la. And pussies, bless pussies, they will wink at you. And the basic secret is when the pussy tightens up, shallow up on the pressure, and light, and when it gets relaxed, go move forward. And so one wink, it easy as pie. And once you're in there, it's like you can do this kind of things, you can do these kind of things, you can do it together. Oh, by the way, thumb on the outside. Ow. Thumb on the outside. It's very roomy in there, honest to God. And you cannot tell from the outside how roomy she'll be on the inside. I, for example, wear a size 8.5 shoe, but a size 5 hand. Paging Dr. Queen. So here I was, wrist deep in this woman, and this was the hottest thing I'd ever, 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 ever experienced in my entire life. I've been a mad fisting fiend ever since. So my hands are not that big, right? So just last night, we have a new playmate over, and one thing's leading to another, and my husband suggests, why don't you fist her, since we know that she's someone who can be fisted? I get my gloves on, and this woman's pussy is strong, and it is not letting me in. No, 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 no. It is. Now, I've seen pictures of her with large things inside of her, so it's like, wow. And so finally my husband says, you know what, let's trade places. And he has a bigger hand than I do. And I said, okay, whatever. By the time I got up to her head to put her head in my lap, he was in. And I realized it was the man thing. It was she needed the man thing. And she'd never been fisted with a glove. She'd only been fisted bareback. And so I asked her, if I'd had a bare hand, would it have gone in? She goes, maybe. I think it was the man thing. So the first time I fisted someone was 25 years ago. 25 years ago? Been fisting for 25 years? Motherfucker. On a side note, I've now been in the business old enough that I'm working with women younger than my implants. She was 19 and they were 20, and there you go. It's like, okay, I'm a lifer, what can I say? So what's nice about it, though, I get older and they stay 23. It's really weird physical trick. I want Einstein to come back from the grave and figure out how this works. They stay 23. They're always 23. How can this be? I've moved far afield from fisting. So I'm going to sneak in the drive-by blowjob. So a few years back at sex camp. Yes, the place called sex camp. I call it summer camp for pervs. And on one lovely night, first I get there, I meet this incredibly handsome couple. He's tall, blonde god. She's a short, blonde goddess with curly hair and a bouncy smile. And it's like, hello. And they're very friendly. Long story short, I end up in the makeout room, and I'm walking by the makeout room, and there's the peep show room, and there's the masturbation room, and the makeout room. Oh, there's a hot couple on the bed. Hot Hi. And she's whimpering and moaning, and she's just finishing a lovely cum. I think he's been diddling her from behind, and he's humping his beautiful cock. Well, I can't see it yet, but against her leg. And I say, ooh, and I touch it, and bad form. I didn't ask permission first. You're supposed to ask before you violate someone's body boundaries, like, may I touch your beautiful erect penis? And I just went for it. And then I took it out of the short and didn't ask. I just put my mouth on it. You're supposed to ask first, is it okay for me to put your beautiful hard penis in my mouth? You're supposed to get permission from the owner of the penis and maybe his partner too. Is it okay? But I didn't. So it has not been 60 seconds since I walked into the room, and there's this beautiful penis, and I have it in my mouth, and I'm sucking on it. He's very close, and he says, I'm close. And I go, mm-hmm. And so 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, he shoots, I swallow, I said, I go, toodles, and I leave. That was my kind of blowjob. No, how are you? What do you do? How long you been here? Come here often. It's like, can I just see the bits? I am the one woman, if I want a sport fuck, I want to see the dick picture. I'm the only woman I know who wants the dick picture. Because if it's just a sport fuck, I need to see your dick to find out if I want to fuck it. If I'm just going to fuck you once and send you home, it's better be worth the gas. So yeah, send the picture. If you're no good, I'll tie you up and use you as a dildo. But send the picture, please. I want to know. It was a three minute BJ. I mean, I walked in from the time I walked in till the time I walked out, saying toodles. It couldn't have been 3 minutes. So I call that the drive-by blowjob. And on our particular circle of friends, it's quite the fabulous story because it's just so fabulously dirty. Because let's face it, they're fun. And then my sluttiest day ever, when as a civilian. I'm a professional slut, so yes, I get paid. Yes, I'll do that. But I was single after my 20-year marriage, and I woke up in the bed of my wonderful vanilla, my bit of vanilla on the side, and I went and had an afternoon delight with a handsome, tall, 6'5", massage therapist, pot grower, athlete, poet, dancer person, who was proportional. So when people say, Nina, what's the biggest one you ever had? I say 7 inches plus a 5 that didn't fit. And then from that bed, I went to the bed of the man I'm now married to for a completely different, so I had 3 completely different sex experiences in 24 hours. That was a really good day as a slut. So clearly, oh, I could go on and on. Thank you, Dixie, for doing this. And thank you all your body storytellers. And thank you so much for bringing some San Francisco down to LA, because I'm from the Northern California area. I'm not an Angelino, and so having a breath of San Francisco here was wonderful. And so big give it up for Miss Dixie.
Love. I don't want to cross the line. Would tell me now before I go, girl. Cause there's no use in wasting time. Cause when I'm with you, girl, you make it slow. You make me move so slow. Yeah. I feel it in my soul. Cause you make me feel so good. Yeah, you make me feel so fine. Oh, you make me feel just right. All of the time.
That song was So Good by Johnny Stimson. Our very next live stream is Body's 14-year anniversary. It has been a year since I've been on stage. The last time I stepped on stage was for our 13-year anniversary show in San Francisco. And here we are. We're doing it as a live stream, but I'm working to make this one great. I'm talking to a bunch of rock stars right now, so please get your tickets as soon as possible. There's a link to the tickets in the show notes. You can find it on all social media. We really want you to be there. That show is going to be on Saturday, February 13th, 7 p.m. Pacific, and it's going to be a great show. The only thing that would make it better is if you were there, too. What have I been doing with this time off that I had during hiatus? I've been revamping my Patreon. I'm really excited about the new levels that I've created because they now reflect our current reality. That's right. I have rewards that are perfect for quarantine. It looks like we're going to be in this thing a little bit longer, so now I have levels like the Butt Plug Club, also known as hashtag BPC, because big paperweight butt plug. You get a custom body storytelling butt plug. We have regular meetings. You got your butt plug in? You got your earbuds in? Let's go. A chance to chat with other open-minded people. Then there's the confidant level. Do you live in a place where you don't really have people around you where you could tell them the real deal? Well, the confidant means that you're going to be part of discreet messaging where you can connect with other body fans. We're going to have meetings where I answer your burning questions and we brainstorm it together with other people who are out there living their lives. The unicorn level now includes free exhibitionist or voyeur tickets for every live stream in addition to a ton of other perks. And I've added concierge level. If you've ever wanted me as your own personal tour guide to the wild side, your dream just came true. So go to patreon.com/body. You know how to spell body. Support us at whatever level you can. You'll ensure that this thing keeps going. Thank you. And I'll see you on Patreon. Well, that's the end of our time together this week. But before I go, I want to say thank you to the people who've made this podcast possible. Thank you to Joe Moore, David Grossoff, Donal Mooney, Mosa Maxwell-Smith, and most of all, podcast producer and live stream technical director, Marty Garcia. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. This has been episode 158 of the Bawdy Storytelling Podcast. See you next week.